Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you too. If you remember last week, we read the story, Alma Counsels His Sons. Alma was unhappy because of how wicked the Nephites had become. He talked to each of his sons about living righteously. Alma told Helaman, his oldest son, to trust in God. He told him about the angel God had sent to tell Alma to stop destroying the church. For 3 days, Alma had suffered because of his guilt. Then he remembered his father's teachings about Jesus, and he knew his sins could be forgiven. Alma prayed for forgiveness, and joy replaced the pain in his soul. He was forgiven because he had faith in Jesus Christ and had repented. Since then, Alma had taught others the gospel so they could feel the same joy he had felt. God had blessed Alma because of his trust in God. Alma gave Helaman the sacred records and told him to continue writing the history of their people. Alma told him that if he kept the commandments, God would bless him and help him protect the records. Alma also told Helaman to pray every morning and night and to talk with God about everything he was doing so God could help guide him. Alma was happy with his son Shiblon, who had been a brave missionary to the Zoramites. Shiblon had remained faithful even when they had stoned him. Alma reminded Shiblon that the only way to be saved is through Jesus Christ. Alma then encouraged his son to continue teaching the gospel. Alma's son, Corianton, had not kept the commandments. He had not been a faithful missionary while teaching the Zoramites. Because of what Corianton had done, the Zoramites would not believe Alma's teachings. Alma told Corianton that people cannot hide their sins from God, and that Corianton needed to repent. Alma taught his son that everyone will be resurrected, but only the righteous will live with God. This life is the time for people to repent and serve God, Alma said. Reminding Corianton that he had been called to be a missionary, Alma told him to return to the Zoramites and teach the people to repent. Alma and his sons continued teaching the gospel. They taught by the power of the priesthood. We also read Captain Moroni defeats Zerahemnah. Zerahemnah, the leader of the Lamanites, wanted his people to continue hating the Nephites and to make them their slaves. The Nephites wanted to keep their land and their families free. They also wanted to be free to worship God. Captain Moroni was the leader of the Nephite armies. When the Lamanites came to fight, Moroni and his armies met them in the land of Jershon. Captain Moroni had prepared his army with weapons, shields, armor, and thick clothing. The Lamanites had a larger army, but were scared when they saw the Nephites' armor. The Lamanites were wearing very little clothing. The Lamanite army did not dare fight Captain Moroni's army. The Lamanites ran into the wilderness and decided to attack a different Nephite city. Moroni sent spies to watch the Lamanites. He also asked Alma to pray to the Lord for help. The Lord told Alma where the Lamanites would attack. When Moroni received Alma's message, he left some soldiers to guard Jershon and marched the rest of them to meet the Lamanites. Captain Moroni's soldiers hid on both sides of the river Sidon. waiting to trap the Lamanite army. A battle began, and the Lamanites tried to escape by crossing the river, but more Nephites were waiting for them on the other side. Fighting harder than they ever had before, Zerahemnah and his army killed many Nephites. The Nephites cried to the Lord for help. The Lord strengthened the Nephite army. The army surrounded the Lamanites, and Moroni ordered the fighting to stop. Moroni told Zerahemnah that the Nephites did not want to kill the Lamanites or make them their slaves. Moroni said the Lamanites could not destroy the Nephites' faith in Jesus Christ. He said God would continue to help the Nephites fight as long as they were faithful. Moroni ordered Zerahemnah to give up his weapons. The Lamanites would not be killed if they promised never to fight the Nephites again. Zerahemnah gave Moroni his weapons, but would not promise not to fight. Moroni handed the weapons back so the Lamanites could defend themselves. Zerahemnah rushed at Moroni to kill him, but a Nephite soldier hit and broke Zerahemnah's sword. Then the soldier cut off Zerahemnah's scalp, put it on the tip of his sword, and raised it into the air. The Lamanites would fall as the scalp had fallen, he told them, unless they gave up their weapons and promised never to fight again. Many Lamanites placed their weapons at Moroni's feet and promised not to fight. They were allowed to go free. Furious, Zerahemnah stirred up the rest of his soldiers to fight. Moroni's soldiers killed many of them. When Zerahemnah saw that he and all his men would be killed, he begged Moroni to spare them. He promised never to fight the Nephites again. Moroni stopped the fighting and took the Lamanites' weapons. After they promised not to fight, the Lamanites left.
I pledge myself to love the right, the good, the fair and true, to keep my faith and honor bright in everything I do.
A wicked man named Amalickiah wanted to be king over the Nephites. Many Nephites had left the church to follow him.
If Amalickiah became king, he would try to destroy the church of God and take away the people's liberty.
When Captain Moroni, the leader of the Nephite armies, heard of Amalickiah's plan to be king, he became angry.
Moroni tore his coat to make a flag. On it, he wrote a message to remind the people to defend their religion, freedom, and peace.
Moroni put the flag on a pole and called it the title of liberty. Then, dressed in his armor, he knelt to pray.
He asked God to protect those who believed in Jesus Christ and to pray for freedom in the land, calling it the land of liberty.
Moroni went among the people, waving the title of liberty. He called them to come and help protect their freedom.
People came from all over the land. They promised to obey God's commandments and to fight for freedom.
When Amalickiah saw how many Nephites joined with Moroni, he was afraid, and he and his followers left to join the Lamanites.
Moroni and his army tried to stop them, but Amalickiah and a few of his men escaped.
Moroni placed the title of liberty on every tower in the Nephite land.
The Nephites had kept their freedom and again had peace.
Okay, so what did Amalickiah want to do? Who can tell me what Amalickiah wanted to do? Yes.
He wanted to become king.
He wanted to become king. Okay, so what did Captain Moroni do when he heard of Amalickiah's plan to become king? What do you think, Rebecca?
Well, he made a flag out of his coat and put something on it about freedom, peace, and religion.
Okay, all right. What were you going to say, Sydney?
That he tore his coat and made a message saying, come save your freedom.
Okay, come save your freedom. So after Captain Moroni made the title of liberty, what did he do with it? Yeah, Joseph.
He brought it around the city, put it in every tower of the land, and showed it to all the people.
Good. All right. Why did he want to show it to all the people? Why did he do that? Yeah, Caitlin.
So they would remember.
Okay. So they would remember. That's a great reason. Mason, why would he take it around to show it to everybody?
So they would know that they needed to protect their religion And so if they fought, then they would protect their religion. But if they didn't fight, then Amalekiah would come and kill them.
All right. So it was kind of a warning, right? It was telling people that you'd better stand up for what you believe in, for your freedoms, or else they're going to be taken away, right? In his prayer, Captain Moroni called the land a land of liberty. So what is a land of liberty? Who can tell me what a land of liberty is? Caitlin, what do you think?
A land that you can do what you want to do.
Okay, that's a good example, yes. Gabe, what do you think a land of liberty is?
Something that had no one bad in it.
Okay, all right. So what freedoms did the people want to protect? What kind of freedoms? Caitlin, what do you think?
Probably the freedom to pray.
The freedom to pray, that's a wonderful freedom to protect. Mason, what freedoms did the people want to protect?
They wanted to protect their religion and their liberty.
Good. Excellent. Joseph, what freedoms did they want to protect? Did the people want to protect?
About being able to do what they wanted to do without being whipped or being put in jail.
Okay. To do what they wanted to do without being punished for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Excellent. Sydney, what do you think?
They wanted to live wherever they wanted.
Okay, to live wherever they wanted. That's a great freedom to have, right? What are some freedoms that we have that we want to protect today? What do you think, Caitlin?
Probably being married in the temple.
That's a great freedom to protect. Yes, we want to protect that, definitely. Why is that important to protect that?
Because then you can have a family that can last forever and that you can be sealed to.
Excellent. A very important freedom to protect. Thank you. What do you think, Rebecca? What are some freedoms that you want to protect today?
That we can always go to church.
Great. That's a great example. That's a wonderful freedom to protect. What would happen if we couldn't go to church?
Then we wouldn't learn anything else about Jesus Christ.
Okay. So we go to church to learn about Jesus Christ. That's a wonderful freedom to protect. Sydney, what do you think?
That we can go to church and we are able to learn about Heavenly Father and not be able to go to church.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Caitlin.
To be baptized, because you want to be baptized.
Okay. Why do you want to be baptized, Gabe? Why would that be important to have the freedom to be baptized?
Because Jesus was.
That's a great answer. Wonderful, because Jesus was. And we want to follow his example, right?
Yeah.
We want to do what he did. Wonderful. So what did Captain Moroni ask the Nephite people to do? Do you guys remember what he asked them to do? What was it, Caitlin?
Was it to pray?
Okay, he asked them to pray. He also asked them to do one other thing. Gabe?
To fight for freedom.
Okay, to protect their freedom. All right. Joseph, were you going to say something?
I was going to say to listen to what he had to say and read the plates.
Okay. So what covenant or promise did those people who followed Moroni make? Sydney?
They said that we will obey God's commandments.
Great. Wonderful. So what are some of the covenants or promises that you have made? What are some covenants or promises you have made? I'll give you a chance to think about that for a second. We've made some wonderful covenants and promises with Heavenly Father. Do you have an example of one, Caitlin?
When we were baptized, we made a covenant.
Okay, good. Excellent example. Joseph, what were you going to say?
We made a covenant to obey the commandments when we got baptized.
Okay, good. Sydney, what are some promises you have made?
To obey my parents.
Okay, to obey your parents. Excellent. Okay, Caitlin, what are some promises you have made?
When you take the sacrament.
Okay, and what do you promise to do when you take the sacrament?
To keep the commandments.
Excellent. That's very true. You promise to keep the commandments. Yes, Joseph?
When you take the sacrament and you renew your baptismal covenant.
Excellent. You renew your baptismal covenants. Wonderful. Thank you. Sydney?
That you remember Jesus.
Okay. Why is it important to remember Jesus? Mason, why do you think it's important to remember Jesus?
So that he knows that we have faith in him so we can live with him again.
Excellent. Wonderful. Caitlin?
Remembering Jesus is the reason why we should remember Jesus is because he's Heavenly Father's son, and we probably need to know more about him than we probably already know. maybe there's more to learn.
Excellent. It's always great to learn more about Jesus. It's very true. Sydney, what were you going to say?
When he suffered for our sins.
Okay. Why is it important to remember him suffering for our sins?
Because we can know that all the sins that we made, he suffered for us and forgave us.
Okay. And what does that do for us? How does that help us?
We can live forever after getting resurrected.
Okay. Excellent. That's exactly right. Yes, Sydney.
That we can live with him again.
Okay. Wonderful.
We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. Well, let's continue on to chapter 33, King Men versus Freemen.
Some Nephites wanted the chief judge, Pahoran, to change some of the laws.
When Pahoran refused, the people became angry and wanted to remove Pahoran as chief judge. They wanted to have a king, not judges.
Called kingmen, they hoped that one of them would become a king and have power over the people.
The Nephites, who wanted to keep Pahoran as chief judge, were called freemen.
They wanted to be free to live and worship as they chose.
The people voted between the freemen and the kingmen. Most of them voted for the freemen.
At the same time, Amalickiah was gathering a large army of Lamanites to attack the Nephites.
When the kingmen heard that the Lamanites were coming, they were pleased and refused to help defend their country.
Captain Moroni was angry with the kingmen for not fighting. He had worked hard to keep the Nephites free.
He asked the governor for the power to make the kingmen either fight the Lamanites or to be put to death.
When the governor, Pahoran, gave Moroni this power, Moroni led his army against the kingmen.
Many kingmen were killed. Some were put to prison. The rest agreed to help defend their country against the Lamanites.
All right, so who was Pahoran? Sydney, who was Pahoran?
The chief judge.
Okay. What were some of the people angry, or why were some of the people angry with Pahoran? Mason.
Because they wanted Pahoran to change the laws of their city, and Pahoran didn't.
Okay, what else did they, good, what else did they want Pahoran to do that he wouldn't do? Yeah, Joseph.
Quit and let a king rule.
Okay, so they wanted to have a king, right? Okay, so what did the kingmen want? The people that were called kingmen. Yes, Joseph.
The king.
They wanted to have a king. All right, so that's pretty straightforward enough, right? What did the freemen want? Caitlin.
A chief judge.
Okay, so they wanted to keep things how it was, right? Sydney.
They wanted to have lots of people's ideas so that they could have ideas in their own country and have a good one.
Okay. All right. So how did they decide? How did the people decide between the kingmen and the freemen? Sydney.
They voted.
Okay. All right. So why were the kingmen pleased to hear that the Lamanites were coming to attack the Nephites? Why would they be pleased to hear that the Lamanites were coming? Joseph.
They think that then they would have less freemen, and then there would be more kingmen, so they would be able to have a king.
Okay. All right, so, excellent. Thank you. Sydney.
That they're like, hey, maybe if we don't fight, then these people can kill the people that we don't want.
Okay, all right. So they thought if they just stood back and let the Lamanites come and kill everybody, then they would be left alone, right? Okay. So what did Captain Moroni do to get the kingmen to help fight against the Lamanites? What did he have to do, Gabe?
He asked the judge if he could kill them or he could force them to fight.
Okay, excellent. Sydney.
He went to the governor and asked him for the power to tell his men either you can fight or you can go and die.
Okay. Why was it important for the kingmen to help fight with everyone else against the Lamanites? Rebecca.
Because then the Lamanites would have more people and they would win.
Okay, so they needed the strength, right? They needed the manpower to help fight. Gabe, what do you think?
so that they had a little more people so that they could fight better.
Okay. What were they fighting for?
Freedom.
Excellent. They were fighting for their freedom. So why is it important to protect our freedom? Gabe.
So we can do what Heavenly Father wants us to do.
Okay. So when we do have freedom, we can choose to follow Heavenly Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, why is it important to protect our freedom? What do you think, Caitlin?
So that if we keep our... Because since we have freedom, we should keep it so we can do what we want to do and not be forced to do things.
Okay, wonderful. So what are some examples of our freedoms? What are some examples of things that we can do that we wouldn't be able to do if we didn't have freedom?
When we're 18, we can vote for people.
Okay, so if we didn't have freedom, we wouldn't be able to do that, right? Okay, Joseph, if we didn't have freedom, what would we not be able to do?
We wouldn't be able to have as much children as we wanted to.
Okay, that's a great thing, okay? So we are free to have as big a family as we want to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sydney, what do you think?
That we can choose whatever church we want to go to.
Okay, that's a really important one, right? We're able to choose where we want to worship and which church we want to go to. Wonderful, thank you. Gabe, what do you think? What do you like to do that you wouldn't be able to do if you weren't free?
Play sports.
Okay, all right, so you wouldn't be able to play sports. Nah, that's an important thing. Keeps you healthy. Good.
You couldn't be able to choose what religion you want or be able to choose people who are righteous.
Who are righteous. Okay, wonderful. Anybody else have anything else? Freedoms that you enjoy, that you like. What do you think, Caitlin?
To be able to play with friends.
Okay, to play with friends. Joseph.
Eating popsicles.
Ah, eating popsicles. That's a great freedom. All right, could you imagine if we weren't allowed to eat popsicles? I mean, it's kind of a silly thing to think about, but we are free to do what we want to do. And I like exactly what Sydney said earlier, that we are free to do what we want to do as long as it's within the law, as long as we're not breaking the law. And it's kind of the same way for the church, right? If we keep keeping the commandments actually sets us free and allows us to do the things that we like to do and become more like Heavenly Father. I know that freedom is a great blessing from God, and we can gain true freedom when we keep Heavenly Father's commandments. Thank you for being with us. Children here in the studio audience and our home audience, remember to share your experiences you have had and the stories we have read today with your parents or brothers and sisters and or your friends. Next week, we'll read Chapter 34, Helaman and the 2,000 Young Warriors, and Chapter 35, Captain Moroni and Pahoran. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.
See!